Britain's Still Frightened of Being in Enclosed Spaces with Maskless People. By Victoria Friedman on October 21, 2021. Britons are now way more frightened of being in enclosed or poorly ventilated spaces with people not wearing masks than they were in July before coronavirus restrictions were lifted, according to a poll. A YouGov poll published on Wednesday found that a combined 72% of adults in Great Britain would feel less safe if they were in a crowded or unventilated space with people not wearing face coverings. Of those, 51% said they felt much less safe in such settings, with 21% saying they felt a bit less safe. Fewer than 1 in 5, 18%, said it would make no difference to them whether others wore masks or not. The proportion of those being asked on October 20 is even a little higher than those asked the same question on July 5, weeks before the government lifted most of the restrictions from England's third lockdown, where a combined 70% said they would feel less safe. Polls from the past 18 months have shown Britons appear to be in a state of fear over the coronavirus, backing further restrictions and stricter punishments for those deemed to have broken social distancing laws, and even missing some aspects of lockdown. Britons were not always so fearful, however, with the change in behavior perhaps by government design. A poll from mid-March 2020 found most were not worried about the Chinese coronavirus, apparently a lack of concern that troubled government advisors from the Scientific Pandemic Insights Group on Behaviors, SPIB, a behavioral science subgroup of the influential Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, SAGE. A SPIB paper entitled Options for Increasing Adherence to Social Distancing Measures discussed at a SAGE meeting on March 23 noted that a substantial number of people still do not feel sufficiently personally threatened by COVID-19. Under a section entitled Persuasion, the behavioral scientists advised, the perceived level of personal threat needs to be increased among those who are complacent, using hard-hitting emotional messaging. To be effective, this must also empower people by making clear the actions they can take to reduce the threat.